Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Mem Dalad. We are up to the two dots on Mem Gimel Amid Beis. If you remember, the last point that we were talking about was the issue of drawing pictures and carvings and all the other issues related to human statues and human pictures and constellation pictures. I didn't mention just one other shuva that I wanted to mention, and that is Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Shelas Yavetz in Aleph Kuf Ayin. It's a tshuva that we've mentioned before in other contexts, but towards the end of the tshuva, he quotes that his father, the Chacham Tzvi, one time came to England, and they wanted to make a picture of him, because they loved him so much, and he was so beloved to the whole community, that they wanted to make a picture of him. And he says, he writes there, V'nimeirov otzem tshukasam chashko lahashir yadam biyadam tzir tselam t'mus tavniso. V'chilu panav, so they wanted, because they loved him, he was leaving, and they wanted a picture of him. V'chilu panav b'davar zeh al kol ava v'kavod yitein lam she'lasam. He was very scared. Afim b'tzir shel tseva, rova poskim kulam spirim she'im b'chashash iser, even though there are so many kulas, says the Shelas Yavetz, the rush that we had yesterday, that if you don't draw a whole body, and if it's just a picture, it's shoka'as, many kulas, magam b'chatzi tzura dainu parts of bilvad, lest the chashki agavna, avo pikin lo yachul lo anshe shlomo, they couldn't convince them to allow it. L'fatoso u'lahaviro adaito das elyon, meirov chasiduso u'kudushasu prishuso. They couldn't, because he was so kadosh, he was so... You know, he ordered a lefrim ishur sadin. He was not interested in letting them. Until what they do, actually, sigum uvukasham b'derech tachbula gedola. They tricked him. How? Al yidei uman baki nifla shepal v'azakot tzir parts of panav anor v'anor b'charitzus v'zrizus atzim u'blashalo b'fanav. Somebody who had the ability to look at him once and then draw it later. So they finally got it, even though he didn't let it. That's what he says, but that's what he said. There's no problem. And the Nasu made a tofsim and a takos. They made a lot of copies of it. They sold it for a lot of money. But that was the story about my father, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that they tried to get pictures and they couldn't do it until he did not know about it when it was shalo b'fanav. Okay, let's continue. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer. Shimon Gamliel says, can I shut the water, please? Shimon Gamliel Omer. The chulu. So the last mishnah that we had in the previous daf, Mabez, Rishu Gamliel said it depends. Are the items that you find usur or not? It depends. If you find them on mechubadim, thank you. If you find them on the mechubadim, on some respectful mechubad item, so then that is okay. But if you find them on mevuzim, so then that is mutter, because that would be you don't think that they would worship something on mevuzim. Says the Gemara, eze mechubad, eze mevuzim. What are mechubad? What are mevuzet? What does it mean? A respectful item and a disgraceful item. Amarav b'mechubadim l'malam b'namayim, mevuzim l'matam b'namayim. Let's say you have a statue on a water fountain kind of thing. So if it's above where you drink from, so then it's above the water, it's above the rim, so then it is mechubad. But if it's under the water, it's the same level as the water, it's underneath, so then it is mevuzeh. Ushmul amar elevel mevuzene. No, both of those. It's on a drinking fountain. So that they're both mevuzeh. Ela elehe mechubadim, shalashirin alavizamim alatabos. Mechubad means it's on something of a jewelry. Of some kind. She ran on a necklace, on a ring. That's what mechubad means. Tani gavas de Shmuel, mechubadin sh'ala shirayim v'alazom v'al tabos, mevuzer al yoros. The mevuzer means on a pot, v'al akum kumasin, v'al machame amayim, v'al sh'ala sadinim, on cheese, v'al mitvachos, and on napkin. The last one is begadim and handkerchief type of cases. The Tshuvas discuss, the Tshuvas Priyasada, quoted here in the Biur Hadaf, he quotes that maybe this is the heter for dolls, without having to break off the nose or the fingers. Because it's what's called mevuzah. It's called a tiny little thing that's made for a child, that, besides the fact that other poskim say that mistumba they weren't worshipped, because you could see it was made as a doll, it wasn't made as something to bow down to, but the other heter, the Priyasada says, Mikanil Marahetra Lahaksik Babais Tsurosha Bubos, Litanikos, Litinokos, Lasakik Bahem, Hagam Shishbahem parts of Adam Bolate, since they have a parts of Adam, still, number one, it's made as a doll. Number two, Mikamako, Kivan Shadera Khatinokos, Lagaram Alaritzpa, Dinam Kamavuzim. Kids drag them. They drag them, they put them on the floors, therefore it has the halacha of mevuza. What are other reasons that it might be mutter? Others say that it's mutter to have in the house. The only isser is when you make it, from dolls you don't make yourself. So if other people make it, then it's also not a problem. Or the bosom that are machmir, the Shem Sinan Balacha quotes, lahaftis bitsurasa shalabuba. To break the, that's the minag of the previous generation, I think, some of the previous generation, to break off a finger, to break off something in the face, in order that it shouldn't be a whole item that one might bow down to. But again, that's many reasons lahakel bismanazeh, especially the Ramah quotes a day that if there people don't worship them bismanazeh, but that is all related to the doll issue. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shochek v'zor al ruach u'matal ayam. Rabbi Yossi says, what are you supposed to do? Right, the last Mishnah said, if you find Kalim with Tzuras Chamal of Anadarko, you have to throw him to the Yam HaMelech, throw him to the sea. So Rabbi Yossi says, you can't just do that. You have to Shochek, you have to grind it up, v'zor al ruach, and then you're allowed to throw it into the air. Shochek v'zor al ruach, the language that we have by Chametz, as we'll see again, Shochek v'zor al ruach, oh, Matal Yam, or throw it into the sea. So Diyak Sama Achorim half from Rashi, when it says Zora LaRuach, it says, Shelo Yikashel Ba Yisrael Ehanas Bimana. You have to throw it, you have to grind it up and throw it into the air, so that a Jew doesn't get Hana. Is a non-Jew allowed to get Hana? Is a non-Jew allowed to get Hana from Avodah Zarah if he doesn't worship it? So some of a Diyak from this Rashi that yes. What do you mean Shelo Yikashel Ba Yisrael? Shelo Yikashel Ba anybody? So that's how one way you might be medayik for Rashi. The other way not to be medayik is that maybe Rashi just means that Chazal wouldn't have been misakin a law for non-Jews not to be violate the Isser. It could be that non-Jews are also not allowed to be nehene. But the Chazal were only misakin a law that for Jews that they wouldn't be nehene mimena. Okay, two ways to be medayik from Rashi. Oh, no, that's a good question. Could you throw it in Yam HaMelech Chol? So that's the question. The Gemara in Pesachim has the same discussion, same kind of language. Is the Shochek going on both or not? Right, so the Gemara in Pesachim has that discussion, and Tosas will discuss in a minute, discusses what's the connection between this Gemara and that. So Shochek v'zor al ruach u'matal ayam. Amru lo, afu nasa zevel. They said to Rabbi Yossi, why are you allowed to do that? If you throw it in the air, the wind will probably bring it down into somebody's yard, and it'll be used for fertilizer. This dust that you're going to throw into the air will be mixed in with fertilizer, and you're not allowed to get benefit. Shedemar v'liyitla b'yotcha mu'umim anachayrim. You're not allowed to get any kind of benefits. Therefore, they say you're not allowed to throw it into the air, because that would eventually give benefit to others. Tosfos here, saying exactly what you just said, Tosfos asks here, the middle of Tosfos, Amrulo, or the first half of Tosfos, it says, to quote the Rashbam, what's the machlokas about between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim? The sugya of ze v'ze goreim. Sugya elsewhere, when you have two ingredients, two items that both cause a certain result. If you have two items that cause something to grow, you have two items that cause something to cook. Zev is a goreim, so is that mutter, and one's mutter, one's aser. So do you go by the heter, or do you go by the mutter one? So that's the machlokas tanav, says Tosfos Shem the Rashbam. According to the Tanakhama, zev is a goreim is aser, and Rabbi Yossi says zev is a goreim is mutter. That's why the having it with the fertilizer is not a problem. But then Tosfos asks, vein lahachos drabanan drabanan. I mean Tosfos amrulo. There's a stira. Over here, the rabbanan are choshesh for the zevel, they're choshesh for the fertilizer. Ve'ilu gabe chameitz, am rabbanan mefarvez al ruach. But the rabbanan say that throwing it into the wind is okay by chameitz. So what's the difference between avodah zarah and chameitz? Tosfos has two answers. Number one, v'yesh l'chalek gabe chameitz ksiv lo ye'achel. Hilkach eino aser ela kederach hana'a gemura. By chameitz, it says, don't get benefit. Yochal would mean to eat, yechal means also get benefit. Direct benefit means if you actually use it. And that's why this would be a benefit according to the Chachamim, but it would be indirect, but it would be already, by Chametz it wouldn't be enough. Wouldn't be direct enough. Abu Bavaros Kachavim in our Mishnah, Ksivol Yitzla Biyotcha Me'uma, Menachir Avil Koldhu. You can't get any tiny amount. Biyotcha Me'uma, anything. So it's a more inclusive Isser by Avodah Zarah. Fundamental difference between Chametz and Avodah Zarah, says Tosfos, and that's the reason Shita for the Rabbanan. Number two, says Tosfos, the answer is maybe the Rabbanan over there or Rabbi Yossi here. Okay, so then the Shitas all work out nicely. And the Me'iri here says just one line, And that is, but chametz is different because it's kodem zman ha'iser. Chametz is batal before Pesach. It's kodem zman ha'iser we're worrying about before v'zal ruach. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Finally, another answer, and then we'll move on. The Avni Miluim, the Ksos, in his Shuvas, at the end of the Sefer of Avni Miluim, in Simen Yutes, says that maybe Chametz is different because after you grind it up and throw it into the wind, it's what's called Na'asis Mitzvaso. You have fulfilled exactly what you're supposed to do with this item. So we have a concept in Mesechus, the end of Temur, Me'ilah, I forgot which Mesech that is, the end of one of those Mesechus, that Na'asis Mitzvaso means. And so it's Panim Chadashas Balakan. Once you've fulfilled the mitzvah that you're supposed to do, then it's like a new thing. And therefore, it doesn't have the status of what it had before. It's not called Chametz before. Here, it's not Nasas Mitzvaso. Mefar Vezer L'Ruach. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to be Mevarim in Ha'olam. If it's still in the Olam, were you Nasas Mitzvaso? The Avni Miluim suggests not. Only by Chametz you have reached that stage and not by Avodah Zarah. So therefore, you haven't burned it by Avodah Zarah, so therefore it is still us. Okay, various answers. Is there a what's the difference between Avodah Zarah and Chametz? Tosfos. Tanya says the Brangamara, Amar Lema Rabbi Yossi answers the Chachamim. The Chachamim who told him that you're not allowed to just grind it and throw it in the air, because then it'll end up in somebody's field. Amar Lema Rabbi Yossi, Valo Kfarnem. Rabbi Yossi says, why not? There are many examples of this in Tanakh. Number one, Veschataskam, Asher Asisam, Asaega, Lakati, Voesra, Voso, Voesh, Voeko, Soso, Tachone, Tave, Adasher, Dakla, Far, Vashlicha, Zafaro, Elanachal, Hayori, Benahar. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Egel, he ground it up, and he threw it into the river. So you see that it's allowed. See, it's allowed. Maybe the river will, and the assumption is that the river will go and end up in somebody's yard, and set up somebody's garden. That's what the assumption is. Amrulo, so they answered Rabbi Yossi, no, Misham Raya, Hari Omer, Vayazar, Apnei Amayi, Vayash, Espanei Yisrael, Loniskavin, Elobotkan Kisotos. There was a special case. There, as the Gemara says elsewhere, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be mashkedem, to treat them like sotos, to see who was guilty and who was not. So you can't bring any kashas from that case, because that was a special case that Moshe Rabbeinu was judging them in a certain way. Amalahem Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, furthermore, Baluk Farnamar. I'll ask you another question. Vagam ma'acha aim asa. It's on the side, it changes the whole pasuk. Heisir migvira asher asasa. Ma'acha, the grandmother was removed from her throne. Migvira asher asasa. And it says on the side, la ashera miflatses. And there was an avodah zarah there. Vayad and ashera. Vayadak vayisra v'nachal kidron. Right, they ground it up and they burned it in the Nachal Kidron. So again, you see, says Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed to ground it up. You don't have to worry what happens to the dirt, to the dust that comes out of it. So Amar Lo, again they said, Misham Raya, Nachal Kidron ain't a Magal Otzmachim. No, the Kidron Valley, you don't have to worry. Nothing grows there. Nothing grows there. So you don't have to worry that it's going to end up as fertilizer because nothing grows there. Says the Gemara, really? Velo, Vatanya. Eluva elu misarvin, or the bright, it's a mishnah of Atnan. Eluva elu misarvin ba'ama v'yosel anachal kidron v'dim karan l'gannonin l'zevel umo'alin bahem. The mishnah says in Mesechus Yuma that the different bloods on the southwest corner of the mizbeach, on the ama, on the base of the mizbeach, on the yesod, there were two different holes, one more east and one more west. Right, one more south, really, and one more west. The one that was more southeast, that was all the shirayim. All the shirayim of karbanos, the blood, the shirayim of the blood of the karbanos. That's that hole. But the extra dam, the shirayim dam of the pnimios, they were poured down the western hole. Right, that's why this is in Mesechus Yuma. Because all the bloods was poured down these two holes. But underneath them is Beach. That's Elu ve'Elu, Misarvin ba'Ama. They were all mixed in together in the Ama, which is a pipe that was about an Ama wide. That's why it was called an Ama. And it went to Nachal Kidron. And it was sold to all of the farmers there. So you see, things did grow in Nachal Kidron. Umalin Bahem, and there's even an Isser Me'ilah by them. But Me'ilah, if you benefited from the Beis HaMikdash without paying, if they benefited from it without paying for it, so there would be an Isser of Me'ilah. So you see, things do grow in Nachal Kidron. Answer, Mekomos, Mekomos, Yeshbo. Okay, it depends on different parts of the Nachal. Yeshbo, Megalot, Smachin, Vishbo, Megalot, Smachin. So it depends which which area it was, and Chazal were not worried in the areas where it was not Megadol Tzmachim, but in the case of the fertilizer that they sold from the bloods in the Beis HaMikdash, that was a place that was Megadol Tzmachim. Fine. My Miflatsasa, we quoted that pasuk about Ma'acha. So what does it mean? And Avodah Zarah is called Miflatsasa Lasher Miflatses. Miflatses means a lashon of abomination, Toeva. So what exactly was the Toeva that she did? Amar of Yehuda, Dehavi Mafli Leitzanusa. She was in extreme way, she did Leitzanus. She did a disgusting thing. Kidatani of Yosef, what'd she do with her Avodah Zarah? Kibin Zachris Astala. She made a statue that was formed like a male, v'haisan of elaslo b'chol yom, and she was nival to the avodah zara every day. That was the disgusting nature of ma'achas avodah zara. Fine. Next case. Amalan Rabbi Yossi tries again. Again, what's he trying to bring? He's trying to bring a raya that you're allowed to just grind things up and not worry about it. What happens after that? According to Tosfos Sisara, zevezeh goreim. So what? It'll go into some field, but there are so many mutter ingredients, it should be okay. So Rabbi Yossi says another raya that it's mutter. V'alo kfar nemar. What does it say? V'chizkiyo ha-melech, v'kitas nechash nechosh, as Rasa Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, in Bamidbar, had made a nechash nechosh, a copper snake that everybody should look up to, and be healed from their snake bites. Healed their snake bites, and they kept it, because it was unbelievable. It saved them from the plague. But later on in history, in Sefer Malachim, B'nai Yisrael started worshipping it. And therefore, Chizkiyo HaMelech says, I have to get rid of it. And he burned it. And he ground it up. So again, you see, he ground it up. But what did he do with it? It doesn't say that he did anything with it. It doesn't say he hid it away. So, that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says in Tosfos V'Halo, U'mistama lo hishlich li HaMelech. Where the Chacham says you have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech, because you're not going to get any benefit there. But Mistama, they didn't throw it in. Tekivat Shebala Saper HaMaisa im Mishlich HaLiyam HaYelo Lomar. They should have told us that they threw it into the Yam, if that is what happened. So Rabbi Yossi says, you see, that he threw it in. He ground it up. So Amru Lo, Misham Raya. Again, the Chacham is saying there's no Raya. Hara Yomer, Vayomar Shema Moshe, Asay Lecha Saraf, Lecha Mishalcha. Hashem told Moshe, make for yourself a saraf, a form of a serpent. And what does it mean, lecha? From your money. This was Moshe Rabbeinu's private saraf. And what's the halacha? As we know, ve'ein adam oser davar she'ein shelo. You can't ask for something that's not yours. So even though they started bowing down to it, it belonged to Moshe and his yarshim. I can't go to something of yours and bow down to it. Ein adam oser davar she'ein shelo. So therefore, it was not oser at all. So really, it didn't have the halachic status of avodah zara. V'hasam b'dinu dekedusei lavitzarech. Chizkiyo didn't even have to grind it up. El akivan dechazet dekatoi Yisrael basrei amar v'kitso. But he thought it would be better as a gzera. He wanted to stop Yisrael from worshiping it. So even though it didn't have the status of avodah zara, so therefore he did it. If you remember the Ramban, I think we might have mentioned, on that pasuk in Bamidbar, in Perach Aval and Chukas, where Moshe Rabbeinu made nechash and nechoshes. First, Ramban quotes Rashi that says Moshe Hashem didn't command him to make nechash nechoshes. He just told him to make a form. What do you mean nechash nechoshes? How did Moshe Rabbeinu know that Hashem wanted that? Lo nomar lo lasos shel nechoshes. Ela amar Moshe Hakadosh Baruch Hu amar lo nechash. Vani asenu shel nechoshes. Lashon nofel al lashon. That lashon Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu figured it would be a good idea to make nechash nechoshes, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu just told them to make a nachash. Says the Rambam, "V'lo avinosis that." So Kadosh Baruch Hu lo hiskelo nachash. Alasei lecha saraf. What is our Gemara quotes the pasuk? He didn't even tell him nachash. He told him sarafs. But he was a play on words. So he didn't even tell him nachash. Avodaitam lomar ki halach Moshe achar shem haetzem asher lo. Says the Rambam, "No, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the shem haetzem, the real name for a saraf, was nachash. That was the real name." Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Shem HaEtzem, the inherent name that everything had, right? Not the just Shem HaToar that people call it. Why, well, like in Lashon HaKodesh, we know, by Adam HaRishon, the Netziv says in Embracious, they brought all the animals to him, and he called them all names. What do you mean names? The Netziv says a name isn't just something that you decide to call something. If this is a Aryeh, so then that is the inherent name that Adam HaRishon saw to the Mahus of the item, and that's everything in Lashon HaKodesh. And the Lashon HaKodesh is the Shem HaEtzem. And so too, the Mepharshim explained the Shem that somebody gets when they're born. They have special Siyata Deshmaya. Kodesh Baruch Hu calls them. Even though sometimes there's a mistake, but Kodesh Baruch Hu has it. I remember one time somebody in my my former Balabatim, he once, there was a bris. There was a bris of one of his family members of twins. Twins. And they had written, he had the two names written down, the two boys, on one index card on the back of, you know, one was on the front, one was on the back. So he gave it to the Moel to call the name of the Bechar. And he got it wrong. He did the wrong one. He was holding the card backwards. So the older one gave the one that was supposed to get the younger name, and the older. So at the time, he said they were going, oy vey, everybody was so upset. They didn't know this was supposed to be the Bechar. What are you going to do? You already changed it. But 10 years later, whatever it was, they realized that this one really acts like this family member, and this one really acts like that family member. So it all worked out, siyata d'shmaya, with the names. But again, that's the Shema Etzem, so that's what the Ramban says. Nachash l'choshes, they didn't even tell him nachash. No, but Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Shema Etzem. And then the Ramban quotes, v'anir be'inai besoda davar hazeh, and this I think we might have quoted in a parsha shir, ki hu midarki ha-Torah. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu do that? Why did he even put up the nachash? Shekol ma'aseh anis besoch nes. Says the Ramban, because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that there was an amazing miracle going to occur, and he even made the miracle bigger. Why? Tasir hanezek b'mazik v'tirpeh hacholi b'machli. You use the thing that's mazik you to get the refuah. Why? V'yadua b'darki ha-refuos. It's known in the medical world. Shekol neshuche ba'le ha'eres yistachnu b'rosam osam o b'rost musam. If somebody gets a dog bite, if they look at a dog, they'll get sicker, says the Ramban. You can't look at the mazik. Make you sicker. But what happened here? Whoever got bitten by a snake looks at the snake and gets healed. That was the great nace that occurred in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, to teach people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the main Mesumachaya. Right, that like the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch got to look up, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of it. Okay, Vayter says the Gemara. Amar lahem, Rabbi Yossi tries again, right in the middle. V'alok far ne'mah v'yazvu shamez atzabehem. The Plishtim ran away when they were being defeated by David HaMelech. They ran away. They left their idols. V'yisaim David v'anashav, and David HaMelech lifted up. David and his men lifted them up, and he took them. So what's the raya? My mashad ayvisein David lishta dizeruyehu. Your Rabbi Yossi thinks that vayisein is a lashon of scattering, which would be a raya to him. How do you know it's a lashon of scattering? Kitab targum Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Yosef translated tizrein veruach tisaim, that pasuk in Yeshaya, umetargaminon tizrinun veruach tital talinun. So you see, tisaim means to scatter. That's Rabbi Yossi's raya. Why does Rabbi Yosef the matar games? That's babakama tosef babakama dav gimel, where Rabbi Yosef was blind. So Tosa suggests that's why he always was into the Targum, because he couldn't learn Tarsha Vachsavia, Tarsha Lomar Nalpeh, and vice versa. So that's why Rabbi Yosef was always the Matar game. And the other Rishonim don't like that, because if somebody's blind, that's not called Torah Shabbat Pet. It's not called Dvarim Shabbat Bechsavia, Tarsha Lomar Nalpeh. When somebody's blind, you can't learn Mikra. So other Rishonim don't like it. He just said he was a Bucky. He was a Bucky in Targum, not Dafka because he was blind. But anyway, so Argamar says, you see again another riot to Rabbi Yosef. Amru lo, misham raya, no raya. Kari hu omer, because there's another pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, a parallel pasuk that says, fayistrafu ba'esh, they burn them. So one pasuk says they scatter them, and one pasuk says they burn them. So, umidiloksi vayistrafim vayisaim, but the fact that one pasuk doesn't say both things, shmamana vayisaim mamish. So it must be that vayisaim is literally carried them, not he burned them. So mikol makom kashu kray adadi. Anyway, says the Gemara, but why are the pasuk? Why do the two pesukim give a different story? One says they carried them away, and one says that they burned them. Kid the Rav Huna, Rami, Rav Huna asked this contradiction. Ksiv vayomer David vayisrufu ba'esh. One brother says they burned them. Ksiv vayisaim lo kasha kan kodem shaba itay agiti kam la'achar shaba itay agiti. Depends. Was it before or after Itai came? Itai was David HaMelech's non-Jewish friend, so he came along and was mevatel. So, just like, well, stop there for a second. So before he was mevatel, they were going to burn them. They were going to get rid of them. But afterwards, they took them. He was mevatel, as we learned, a guy came mevatel, avodah zarah shel chaveiro. Dechsev, as we see elsewhere also, David HaMelech took the crown of the avodah zarah, Malkam is the name of avodah zarah, from the head, and weighed a kikar of gold. Umishar Yisurian Aninus, how did David HaMelech take this crown of Avodah Zarah? It was Asher Bana. Amar of Nachmin, Itai Hagiti, Ba Ubitla. He was Mavatalit. Fine. Mishka Kikar Zav, and it was, once we're talking about it, it was very heavy. It was Kikar Zav. Seichi Mati Manachla, how did David HaMelech put this on his head? It was very heavy. Three answers. Amar of Yudam Arav, Ru'uya Lanuach Al Rosh David. He didn't. It was Roy to put. He took it and it was a fitting crown for him, even though he never actually put it on his head. Number one, Rabbi Yossi Rechanin Amar, Evan Sho Eves Haisaba, there was a magnet on, Tosas explains, on the throne. So when David HaMelech would sit down on his throne, the magnet on the top of the throne would basically hold the crown onto David's head, but there wouldn't be any pressure on David's head, because the magnet would be holding it up, to have his darala that would carry it. So that's nobody knew. It looked like it was on David's head. Rabbi Lazar Omar, Evan Yikara Haisaba Sheshave Kikar Zav. It wasn't that heavy, it was just a beautiful precious stone was on it that was worth 60 weights. 60, the kikar. But it wasn't that it was worth that. It was that heavy. Good. Next. Zos haisali ki bikudecha nitzarti. This was to me, says David, because I guarded your mitzvah, I did your mitzvahs. My kamar, what does that mean? Haki kamar bischarsha bikudecha nitzarti. Zos haisali leidus. Bischar that I watched your, I fulfilled your mitzvahs. This was to me for an edus. What's this? My edusa. What was it? This crown. Amri Shimon Levi. Shreimenicha b'makam tefillin. David HaMelech put the crown down in the exact spot where he put tefillin on. V'hol maso. And it fit him. As we will see, that was a special promise that Hashem gave, that the crowns that David, the Malchus Beis David put on would only fit Malchus Beis David. If anybody was a fake, if anybody was a quack, it would not fit them. So that was the special edus that Hashem showed David. I have a habayanuchi tefillin. But what do you mean he put the crown on? He has to wear tefillin. Right? Because you have to wear tefillin all day. L'chor, David HaMelech wants tefillin all day. The Prima Gadim quoted in the Bir Halacha, and Hilchas Tefillin talks about, is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? Wearing tefillin all day. If it's a din d'oraisa, so what? Just because we cannot keep a guf naki, so we can get rid of a din d'oraisa? Some mitzvahs are hard. You got to push ourselves. So l'chor, the Prima Gadim says, l'chor is probably din d'rabbanan because of that. Or the fact that we don't wear it all day anymore. But that's the first Bir Halacha, and also the Minchas Asher in Bo also has a big piece about that halacha. Okay, not for now. So what do you mean? David HaMelech was to wear tefillin. So what do you mean he put on his crown? Amr Shobar of Yitzchak, Makom Yesh Barosh, Sheroy Laniach Bo Shtei Tefillin. There's enough room for two tefillins on the head. So therefore, it was enough room for the crown and for tefillin. Big Shaila is, what does this mean, there's room for two tefillins? In which direction? In which direction? Width-wise or lengthwise? Width-wise or lengthwise? So Rov Rishonim say it means lengthwise, not width-wise, meaning one over here, one over here. Right, one on top of another, but not width-wise. Right, that's what Rov Rishonim say. But the Divrei, the Sanza Rebbe, where's the Sanza Rebbe? Oh, Sanza Rebbe relates this to in the Minag Yisrael Torah, when he talks about this in Simon Chav Zayin in Hilchas Tefillin, where he talks about the placement of the Shel Rosh. So he says, it's a famous Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim was against having mirrors in tefillin bags. He says, Mirrors are used for disgusting purposes. What are you bringing a mirror into the Kodesh Kodashim, into your tefillin bag? So he was against having mirrors. That's what the Divrei Chaim. And he says, after all, makam yish barosh l'shtei tefillin. You have to be so makbid and careful exactly where you're putting your tefillin. There's enough room, and there are some Rishonim say that means width-wise. So don't worry about it so much. So therefore, makam yish barosh, that's what is quoted here in Minag Yisrael Torahu. So Torahu, on this, he quotes the Divrei Chaim, he says, the Zichron Tov, no dolo mikam begdolam yirei Hashem shayilam bekis beli re'iya, kli re'iya katan, b'dechei she'yiru, sh'atfilin sh'arosh yiyah be'emsa. Ulam maran, I'm going to call this Divrei Chaim, tse'ein zok l'dakti kolkach, makam chazal amru, makam yish barosh l'anich she'y tfilin, no more gam barochav, alkein kazal l'zakam amarkam et tfilin, him be'emsa, u'minag boros, laman nichnas ha'shpigol, Spiegel a mirror in Yiddish. Spiegel bebeis Hashem. Ve'im heistaklus bespiegel yiftach begdolim b'shas anachas tefillin. Yistayim bektanim lios hamara b'ineinayim b'shas tefillah b'makam mor shemayim. They'll look at the mirror for different reasons. Anyway, but that's the, he uses our Gemara, makam yesh barosh. But again, Rov Rishonim say it means lengthwise. But again, there's an important, sugi in general to know exactly where the makam tefillin is supposed to be. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, all the Achronim say that many people are nichshal in this. The tefillin have to be totally above the hairline or where the hairline is supposed to be. Somebody has a receding hairline. Just above that, not a piece of it, but all of it. And anything less is minag of the Karaites. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Simon Chav Zayin when he talks about Rabim nichshal miser zeh. Dekala tefillin, srichan liyos munachan mamakam sheish karcha. Right? Sometimes people have hair, bangs hanging down. That's not good enough to put it on the hair. It's got to be above the roots of those hairs. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. One has to be very careful. That is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. And that is why that the minhag of those who wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, they don't wear them at the same time. Even though that's maybe how it was originally suggested, but they don't wear them at the same time. We don't know exactly where to put them and get them in both in the same spot, but they wear them one after another. The Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, the Poskim, emphasize that we Paskin, everybody says, make it that we Paskin like Rashi. Me'ikar Adin. And therefore, you got to have Rashi tefillin on for everything that you need tefillin on, Me'ikar Adin, because we pass in like Rashi. And that is why the poskim say, many poskim say, you have to have it on basically till the end of davening. After, you don't put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, fine, wonderful, put it in afterwards. Ramosha writes, in Europe, he used to put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, before he came to America, he put it on after davening. And the poskim scream at, again, the Mishnah Berurah says, switching them during Chazaras HaShatz, which is the minhag of many, you're not allowed to learn during Chazaras HaShatz. Let him do anything else. You can't learn. There's nothing better than learning. Therefore, Mr. Berurah says, you want to put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, you want to be a Yerei Shemayim to put on tefillin like that, so put it on after davening. But not the Rechad Erez HaShatz, especially not to change the Rechad Erez HaShatz. Again, this is the minhag of many. So hopefully in other poskim, they suggest they'd say you're allowed to. But it's pretty clear in many, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Avadya Yosef, many Achronim, they can't learn the Rechad Erez HaShatz. Let alone Rav Chaim Kanievsky. They all say, you got to sit and listen to the chazan. You can't do anything else, let alone doing any other mitzvah. So again, that is all related, though, to the makom of hanachas tefillin. Fascinating shuva Moshe has. And then we got to move on. Moshe has a shuva in, where's the shuva? I think it's in Aruch Chaim. Right? Aruch Chaim, Chelek Dalet Siman Tes, where he has a shuva written to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And in 1980, where the Lubavitcher Rebbe must have sent him, why don't you wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? So he says, the whole long tshuva in Europe, I used to wear a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, but when I got here, my tefillin weren't good, my Rabbeinu Tam tefillin weren't good anymore, and I couldn't find a authoritative and reliable sofer to write a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin in the way that I want it written with my ksav, with my this, and so that's why I stopped wearing them, because it's all an extra anyway. But now, the end of the tshuva, but now that you told me, Lubavitcher Rebbe, that you'll get one of your soferim to write it in any way that I want it written, your expert sofer in Lubavitch, to write it in my ksav, in my this, and in my everything, okay, fine, you tell me if you want to write it, then it's Dover Gadol Ma'od, and I will wear them. That's the tshuva. Anyway, that's Siman Tes in Aruch Chaim and Chelek Dalet. Vayter. So the Gemara says, next pasuk. Vayosiu is Ben Amelech Yoash. In the times of Yoash, they brought out the young lad. Vayidnu Olav is a Nezer Veso Edus. They put the crown on him. Nezer Kazu Kalila. They put the crown on him. And Edus Amr Rabbi Yudam of Arab. Edus Beis David. As we said, it's an Edus to the house of David. Shekal Roy La Malchus Hamaso. Poshen Roy La Malchus Ein Hamaso. The crown only fit those who were from Malchus Beis David. The Gemara explains elsewhere, there was a ridge. All of the family of the Vatamelech had a ridge in their forehead that went around that the crown fit right on. Crown fit right on. And if you weren't from the Malchus Beis David, it would not fit. V'Adoniah ben Chagis b'sasei l'mar aniyam loch. Adoniah, as we know, tried to rebel. He said, I want to be king instead of Shlomo. Amar Rav Yudah Marav, shemistasei l'homo v'lohomo. So he wanted to, but it didn't fit him. V'yaslo rechav v'parashim v'chamishim ish ratzim l'fanav. There were all these chariots and horsemen that ran in front of him. Ma'ar b'usayu, what's the chiddush? Not so many men, 50 men running in front of him. Why is that so great? Tana, no, they were special. Kulam netulei tchul, they had their spleens taken out. V'chakuki kapos ha-reglayim ha-yu, and they had the bottom of their feet made in a certain way that could run very fast. Without the spleens, they could run very fast, and they didn't get hurt by thorns because they had a thick, they took out the bottom, but from the bottom of their feet, they were able to run faster. Okay, next Mishnah. Shaw Proclus ben Poluspus, es Rabbi Gamliel, ba'ako, shay arochis v'mercha shel Aphrodite. So Rabbi Gamliel used to wash in a bathhouse where there was a statue of an Avodah Zarah in the courtyard. So Amar Lei, Kasa B'Taras, Gamliel, Abiyat Chamum, and Echeirim. Hello, Rabbi Gamliel, it says in your Torah you can't get any benefit from Avodah Zarah. B'Primata Rochis, Merecha Shel Aphrodite. Why are you washing in this? Right? You're getting benefit from the Avodah Zarah. So Amar Lei, he says, number one, Emishim B'Merechat. Sorry, I can't answer you in the bathroom. I can't talk Divrei Torah in the bathhouse. Ukishiyatza, but that itself is a halacha. So how was he able to say that? Right, that's what this Tos discusses. Maybe it's Ein Breira. Couldn't say no, because he wouldn't have understood him. But it says he's got to get out. What about the other shayla? How could he teach Torah? Let's finish first. Ukshayatza Amar, though, when he went out, he said, Anilo basi bigvulavi ba bigvuli. The bathhouse was here first. Not my problem. Right? The Avodah Zarah was built in the courtyard of the bathhouse. So you can't answer it. Once it came out, it can't answer it. And number two, Rashi says it's a number two. Ein omrim nasa merchas noy lafrodidi. You can never say that the bathhouse is secondary and noy to this statue. El omrim nasa frodidi noy lamerchas. The bathhouse is the bathhouse. That's something chashuv. That's something significant. And the statue came afterwards. So therefore, it's not going to aser even if the statue came first. That is how Rashi and the Ritva read the Gemara. You see the Gion HaShas here points to a Turi Evan, the Shagazari in Chagiga, who asks, how do you teach him Torah? How do you teach a guy Torah? Right? Lo asachin l'chol guy mishradim b'yidum. Goran Chagiga there says, now I teach a guy Torah. So hopefully we'll have this will be our first B'li Neder Tuesday night cheer that we'll have hopefully after Yontif, a topic about teaching Torah to non-Jews related to this Gemara. But just to mention the Turi Evan, Turi Evan says, if they ask you, so then it's okay. That's his heter. If they ask you, okay, because it's all based on Gezel, one of the sources in Sanhedrin, it's all based on Gezel, and therefore if they ask you and you give permission, you give it over, then it is okay. So maybe we'll mention that to Rehavan again. If not, we'll have a shir, hopefully, after Yontif about that. Davar Acher, Im Nostim Lecha Mamon Harbe. Or Rabbi Gamliel says another reason why it's not a problem. If somebody gave you a lot of money, would you go into your Avodah Zarah naked? Would you go to the bathroom with your Avodah Zarah? You wouldn't. You wouldn't if somebody gives you a lot of money. And this Avodah Zarah gets all the waste. So it's obviously not a real Avodah Zarah. The Bazak says they're gods. You have to treat as Avodah Zarah. Right, so you don't have to worry about it because they treat it in a derech bizayon. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Another tshuva Moshe has in Yoredeya Chelek Aleph Simin Samach Tes. He was asked if somebody's a stamp collector, and there's certain stamps that have Christian symbols on it, like crosses. Somebody's allowed to sell them, you're allowed to collect them, sell them, right? It's a Avodah Zarah, right? Says Rav Moshe, four reasons laheter. The last one is, what do you do with the stamp? You stamp it, you lick it, you throw it out after you finish with the envelope, right? It's minig bizayin, quotes our Mishnah. Therefore, it's not a problem. One of the four reasons Rav Moshe says it's not a problem, people don't worship it, they don't even focus on what's on the stamp. But anyways, that's Rav Moshe's heter in Aleph, Samach Tes, that is no problem. Because, he quotes our Mishnah, it's they use it in a bizarre way. So how did he answer him in the bathroom? That you're not allowed to say halacha in the bathroom. That itself is halacha, and you're allowed to be maharer in the base of merchatz of the base akisei. If you want to say he said it to him, not in lashon hakodesh, it doesn't matter. Non-holy contents, you're allowed to say in any language, even Lashon Kodesh. Dvarim Shel Kodesh Asur Lomer B'Lashon Chol. But Dvarim Shel Kodesh Kanta, you're not allowed to say in Lashon Chol. So therefore, how do you say it in the bathroom? How do you talk about the way in the bathroom? So Tana, because she also Amr Lomer Mishivin Alam Meb Merchatz. Maybe he did say nu. He said nu. When he got out of the bathroom, he said, sorry, I couldn't answer you in the bathroom. Talking in the bathroom is a big sugya also. You're allowed to talk in the bathroom? So Shulchan Aruch says no. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Gimel. Not so far into Arachayim. Not so far. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Gimel, in Hilchos Beis HaKisei, Ramah, Yehei Tzanua Beis HaKisei Vol Yigal Atzma Sheyeshev, Gam Lo Yedaber Sham. Can't talk to him. Mishnah Berurah says, V'imu L'Tzor HaGadol, if it's Tzor HaGadol, Eshar Tumutu L'Daber, Kol Zman She'i Nifna Dayin. If you're in the bathroom, you're not going to the bathroom. Avo Be'esha Nifna Afl Tzor HaGadol Asar. When somebody's going to the bathroom, they're not allowed to say a word. But in the bathroom, the Shulchan Aruch says, better not to talk, L'Shul Chachila not to. Why not? Why not? So the Piskei Tshuvos quotes the two reasons in the Mefarshim. Either Tznius, not Tznuif. So if you're talking to somebody and they know you're in the bathroom. Or there's a Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra, that's a shade that stays in the bathroom. Dasam Kubalim, shade that stays in the bathroom. That's Mazik, somebody who talks in the bathroom. Right? Is there enough Gemina between these two reasons? So Rav Avadia Yosef has a Tshuva. The first Tshuva in Simen Ches, in Yabia Omer. Does this apply to our bathrooms? Bizman Azeh. Right? Does it apply? Because for any time there's a halacha about bathrooms, you got to ask the shaila. Does it apply to our bathrooms? Because we have modern piping. It's not it's within the city. It's not out in the field. So does it apply? So he has a tshuva related to this. So he discusses there, maybe an afkamina is, you're allowed to talk. Let's say you're in private. And you're talking on the telephone. He says in modern bathrooms they have telephones. That's when the tshuva was written. Nowadays there are cell phones, so you don't have to be somebody fancy who has a phone in the bathroom. But he says that's an afkamina because the shade is there, but there's no tzinius issue because nobody knows you're in the bathroom. So that might be an afkamina between the two reasons. Anyway, so that's what his discussion is. Second, he says l'chadchi. He says it's definitely better for sermon halachas, but it's still better not. He says, what if you go into a bathroom not for not to go to the bathroom? So then definitely you have makom lahakel. Let's say I just go in to get a tissue. Right, so then again, Yishmakam, am I allowed to say something while I'm getting somebody a tissue there? Okay. I'm Rabbi Chama bar Yosef Berebi Amar Boshia. Let's do a little of this, then we have to stop. Tshuva Genuva Heshiver Gamliel Oso Hegmon. There was a trick. Rabbi Gamliel really answered him in a tricky way. He didn't give him a good answer. Vanio Marina Genuva. But I say it wasn't a trick. So we're going to have four pshatim. We're not going to do all of them now. Four pshatim. What was the trick? What was the trick? He says he tricked him, but he says it wasn't a trick. So number one, he said, oh, look, everybody goes to the bathroom on the Avodah Zarah. But so he says, what's the problem? Why was that a tricky answer? What do you mean, Baal Par? Shebefar and Lefana b'chol yom in a batel. Baal Par, we had an Avodah in Sanhedrin. That was the way they did the Avodah. That's the way they worshipped it. They went to the bathroom in front of the Avodah Zarah. So you see, it was a tricky answer. It didn't make sense. But I say, says Rabbi Chama, that it's not a tricky answer. Why? Because there's a big chiluk between Par in this case. Is this the way that you worship it? By Par, you worship it that way. This way, in this Gemara, you don't worship it that way. Number one. Number two, Amar Abaye, let's just do the first two. Gnuv said mehacha. This is why it was trickery. To Kamarla, he said to him, Anilo basi bigvula vahi basi bigvuli. It's mashba, which one came first determined? Chiba bigvula mayhave. Even if the Avodah Zarah came first, would it be Yasser? Vatan, we learn later on. You're allowed to get benefit from an Avodah Zarah, which is in the Merchatz, as long as you don't say thank you. You don't give any credit to the Avodah Zarah. But you can't get any credit, you can't be Nene by saying thank you. So you see, even if the Avodah Zarah came first, it would be Mutter. Shalom Batova. Vani Omer Eina Genuva. Shalom Batova Genuva. And I say it wasn't. Genuva, it wasn't trickery. Shalom Batova Shalom Gamliel. Kibatova Zacherim Dami. Because Rabbi Gamliel was such a chashuv person that even if he wouldn't say thank you, they would be so happy to get Rabbi Gamliel there washing there. So therefore, he wouldn't be able to go there, period, no matter what, because it would be as if he is saying thank you to them. Okay, let's stop here. I'll have to stop here, and then we will continue with 3 and 4. And tomorrow. Tomorrow's daf tomorrow.